Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Leonishmas, Abi Mori, Rav Hillel, B'meir, Chamechel, Zechrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zechrono Lebracha. And we are in Tehillim, and we are up to Kapitel Pei Gimel. And unfortunately, we know this one very, very well. When there's been challenges in the land of Israel, we use this Kapitel as a means to arise and arouse mercy from Hashem. Shir Mizmor L'Asav. It's a song with musical accompaniment. When the enemy armies attack at the border of Am Yisrael to attack Yehoshaphat's legions, so the Navi told the people that Hashem would fight for them. And so therefore, Am Yisrael's role in that situation was to offer praise. And so therefore, we found that there were people who came from the Levium, from the sons of Kahas, from the sons of Korach, who offered praise, but Kol Gadol L'Malos, as the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, and that words of Shir drowned out the accompanying musical instruments. And so only at that point in time, after the enemy was completely destroyed, did the nation totally celebrate. And they came, Vod Zion Barina, and they came back. And so therefore, we put the Shir before the Mizmor by Asaph. And it has a special relationship to Asaph because it's his children who had the involvement over here. Indeed, in Divrei Hayamim, we're told it was Yahaziel, Ben Zechariah, Ben Benaya, Ben Yeil, Ben Matanaya, the Levi, who is from the family of Asaph. And so Yahaziel told the people that they could wage war because Hashem was going to do the battle for them. There was no need to be afraid. And so Asaph composes this with that idea in mind. And so he begins with this Mizmor, Elokim al Dami lach, Hashem, don't be silent at a time when Am Yisrael is in peril and distress. Al Tacharash v'al Tishkot Kel, be not deaf, be not still, don't be like a deaf person who can't respond, or like a crippled person who can't react. Your enemies are in an uproar, and those who hate you, they put up their head. Al Amcha Yarimu Sod Yisyatzvu Al Tzvunecha, the nations plot their alliance against Am Yisrael, and they take counsel against those you protect. They said, let's go cut them off from nationhood. And so the name of Am Yisrael will no longer be remembered. The nation said the very name of Am Yisrael has to be gotten rid of, because that goes against the ideals of the rest of the people. They take counsel together with all together. The nations had been sworn and racked in murderous hostility, and suddenly they're allies. Alecha brisi chrosu, and they create a covenant between you. So they singled out Am Yisrael because Am Yisrael represents your name. Ale Edom v'Yishma'elim, the tents of Edom and Yishmael, Moav v'Agrim, Moav and Hagar, Gival v'Amon v'Amalek, Pleshasim Yoshvei Tzor, it was Gival, Amon and Amalek and Plishtim. Ashur was involved. Hayuzrael of Nelot Sela, they became the strong on of Sela, who was a descendant of Lot. Amnon and Moab were the first with the children of Lot, who were born out of an incestuous relationship. And now, because the people gathered, these two people, the Moab and the Amon, they became a prominent group of people gathered around to curse out Hashem. Say lahem kemidyan, Hashem, you should do to them as you did to Midian, that when the people of Midian came against Am Yisrael, Gideon attacked them with a small handful of people. And of course, when Gideon went ahead and did what he did it only because he had the force of Hashem behind him. Kisisra ki Yavin b'Nachal Kishon, do to them as you did to Sisra and to Yavin. Yavin was the king of Canaan, Sisra was the commander of the army. Nishmu b'Endor, they died in Endor, right? Hayudom in La'adama. And they were like dung. When the enemies were killed, they were trampled like discarded refuse. She semo nidi vemo make their nobles kaori buchazebu kazevach talmuna konasichemo. Right, you should turn around and make their nobles the officers. Let their fate be similar to the people who fought against Hashem in the past. Make them like Oriv and Zev and Zevach and Salmunah, who were the generals who led the army against Gideon. Asher Amru Nir Shalanu Eis Naos Elokim, they said, we're going to conquer for ourselves. And just like they did, they're going to get rid of the pleasant habitations of Hashem, Elokai, my God, Shisemo Kagalgal, make them like the chef, right? The wheel when the winter comes, the thorns dry up and shrivel, and the growth blows into the wind, into balls which resemble flying wheels, right? Make them kikashlif neiruach, just watch them blow away like the straw in the wind, keishtiv aryar, like a fire burning in the forest, like a flame on the mountains. Can't hear the fame b'sarecha, Hashem. That's how you should go ahead and pursue them, just like you struck the enemy with panic and madness that caused them to turn against each other. Ubisufascha tevaleim, and terrify them with your storm. Right, malei pneim kalon, get fill their faces with shame. Let them be terrified forevermore, and let them be lost. At that point in time, they will turn around, and they will know that you are Hashem alone. Elyon al kol ha'aretz, that you're very much involved in overseeing everything that goes on in the world, and they'll learn not to start up with a plan that you have, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that should be the way that it works, not only for them, but for us in our lives today. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.